We're talking defense. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you to our studio here, fieldside at Lehigh University. Talking D-backs with safety Oshimago Atagwe. New to Philadelphia, new to training camp here. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Good job.
I love the name. I mean, I'm sorry. I just love the name. How many people call you Oshimago? Everybody close to you?
They have a nickname for me. Most of my family calls me Shum, but my parents will call me Oshimago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's it going being a Philadelphia Eagle?
Oh, it's going well. I'm really enjoying it. Everyone's been fabulous and welcoming me here. I just really love the camaraderie of the team. It really feels more of like a family affair, more like a family gathering. And it's thus far, it's been great. We're getting better every day, and we continue to work hard.
You just came off the practice field here, a 2.5-hour practice. I mean, and no tackling, but still contact. Describe to fans what your body feels like. Is it your body, your mind, everything just exhausted right now?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. You're battling the elements. It's hot. You get tired. You get sore. Your muscles don't respond the way you want them to. And that's really when it enters into the sphere of the mind, where you just got to overcome it and continue to push through and focus on the things that are positive. Focus on your technique so that everything that you do in practice will translate over into the game. So when it's hard in the game, you've been there before and you can go to that place to get through and make a play.
At what point in your career did you realize that the mind, a strong mind, was maybe every bit as important as being physically gifted?
Very early on. I'd say it was my rookie year, just having such great vets on the team to really coach you up and teach you that this game is more about just being physical, being a physical specimen. You got to know your playbook in and out. You got to know how to think fast while you're on the field, and you got to be able to make calls and reads. And the game's played so much pre-snap than it is post-snap, so you really got to be a student of the game and really efficient when you're out there.
So if being a master of the defense is a 10, where are you? I mean, you didn't get to go through the OTAs. You came in, really the first introduction, I guess, to the playbook was a training camp.
I would say I'm at a 6.
It's not bad.
Yeah, and it's a progress. I have great teammates who've been helping me, and a lot of things I'm picking up while I practice, watching the first team out there, asking questions. So it'll continue to build and be a process to where I'm very comfortable in the defense and very confident with everything that they asked me to do.
When you're at a 10, Oshimago, is there just a noticeable, if you watched film of, you know, you here in early August versus you in early September, totally different speed at which you play or relaxation mode? Or what's the difference to you?
To me, you're just more confident. It may not look a whole lot different, but while playing, it'll be a lot different because you're able to play a lot freer. You're not so much thinking. You'll probably play a step faster. You will play a step faster, and you'll just be more on top of the things that you have to do, where you're reacting quicker and you're calling things out pre-snap, and you're really just on the same page with your teammates. So everything looks more fluid than it does when you're out there kind of thinking through it and you're hesitant. It's just there's more of a calming and a peace feel.
I think your story is a great one. I mean, your career has been one marred by some major injuries. One of the top safeties in the league for a number of years. Injuries slowing you down. What keeps you coming back for more?
It's just by the grace of God, man. I believe there's a lot left inside of me to play this game. I know God will be glorified in me doing it. I'm still excited. I feel like I haven't played my best football yet. Mm-hmm. And so that challenge that lays before me lets me get up every day in the strength of Jesus and just continue to pursue my goals and pursue my greatness in this game.
When it's taken away from you because of injury and you have to fight back through the physical part and the mental part, does it reinforce how much you love the game of football?
It really does. It's a make or break point where you've accomplished a lot and you've done a lot, and you really got to sit back and ask yourself, do I really want to continue to go forward, or do I want to do something else? And it lets you know whether you still have that hunger and that passion to play the game. And once you realize that, yes, you do, then you're going full board and you're sold out.
Was there ever a time when you asked yourself that question and there was a bit of hesitation that the answer would come back up positive?
Yeah, it's a process. It wasn't a day where you make where you decide. It's more of a conversation that you have. You stay in prayer and you're just asking, and then slowly but surely the answer is revealed to you because you can't get away from it. Even though you say, I don't know. But time and time again, you're going back to working out and you're feeling good and you're working out. And then you're watching film and you realize that you still have that burning desire in you and you can't be distracted by the circumstance of being injured to deter you from your goal.
How is this scheme different than others that you've played? I mean, it seems like the free safety and the strong safety are interchangeable. I don't remember in the old days that being the case. Is that the way it is in the NFL now?
It's becoming so in the modern day game, just because offenses are so versatile. Back in the day, they were more static in their formations, but now you'll have the tight end move and the receivers move, and they're shifting and motion. And so instead of the safeties running all over the field, it'd be behoove of you to learn both positions because you're more versatile and you can do more and you'll play a lot longer that way.
Yeah, the positions seem to have changed a lot in the last 6-7 years. I mean, you know, the strong safety is not just the guy down in the hole supporting the run. Right. The free safety is not this guy. And then the tight ends are now these beasts.
Right.
They
really are.
they're beasts. Yeah. What has happened to this game? Where are these offensive weapons coming from?
Bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, I don't know what they're putting in the food.
Yeah.
Genetically engineered food.
And you're not allowed to touch them. And you cannot touch
them. And we can't touch them. I mean, they're making the game more and more challenging, but the better athletes are on the defense anyway, so we appreciate it, you know, just giving us a little bit more challenge.
What is this defense when it blossoms, when everybody's on the same page, what kind of expectations do you have?
Oh, we'll be a top 5 defense. Our goal is to be the best defense in the league, and they finished last year 8th overall total defense, and we believe that we have the players capable, we have the coaches that teach us and put us in the right position to be capable of being the best defense in the league, so that's our goal.
Is your mindset that you are on this football team? Is your mindset that you've still got to make the football team? How do you look at it?
I'd say I'm definitely – I play like I'm already on this team, but I work like I have to make this team.
That makes sense. Yeah. So you play with confidence. You
exactly.
don't play scared, and yet you prepare as if you are on the fringes of being pushed over the edge.
Yes, sir.
Has that the way you've done it throughout your career?
Always. I always had a little saying – You play with the attitude of the champion, but work like the underdog.
I like that.
And I think that just keeps you focused on both sides, where you don't get too high, you don't get too low, but you stay focused and fixed on what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Has football come easily to you over the years since you were 15 years old?
I would say I had a natural talent for it, definitely a God-given talent, but the work always had to be penned with the talent. In Bible terms, I'd say I was a 2-talent guy, not a 5-talent guy. So I had to work, and it's paid off.
Have you had enough time to be in this area to have any sense of what Philadelphia is all about?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to getting a Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Nice. Well, wait till after training camp. They're,
oh,
they're a little heavy. The bread's a little heavier. Where do you live when you're not at camp? Do you have a place? Do you live in a hotel?
No, I live in
the dorms.
In Sayre Park.
Wow. So you've got three more days. So when you drive out of here on Tuesday night, where do you go?
Hotel.
To the hotel? Okay.
Yes.
Wow, you're like back in your rookie season,
aren't
you?
I'm a rookie again.
Yeah,
that's
kind of cool, though.
Approach. It is. I mean, it's full circle. It's exciting to be humbled, be in this place of humility, and knowing that honor precedes.
After. I mean, there's nothing more humbling than the NFL.
Right.
Oshima Gwatagwe.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much, man, for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Continue a great training camp. Good luck this season.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.